From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin. Jordan Keith is a local environmental educator, poet, and storyteller. And today I've brought you a story that Jordan told called Traveling Seeds. And in many ways, it's a parable about the African diaspora. But it's also speaking to each of us about our deep desire to know what it is we're here to do. So here's Jordan Keith telling her story, Traveling Seeds.
Strange fruit has black seeds. Papaya pearls dropping tropics in our mouths. Strange fruit has black seeds. Papaya pearls dropping tropics in our mouths. Long, long ago, before memory was born, there was an enormous tree. Larger than the arms of 40 people locking hands, and the tree's branches arched so high that some of them touched the belly of the sky. And on those branches were seeds, no fruit, just seeds, small, black, brilliantly shiny seeds. Each seed was so small, it looked like a tiny piece of polished black glass. And when the wind blew, the seeds made teeny tiny tinkling sounds as they touched, like chimes dangling from the branches. The sound was softer and fuller than anything that can be imagined. Still, the seeds wondered what their purpose was, what they were supposed to do, and they began to ask water. Water did not know, so water asked the wind. But wind didn't know either. But the thought of seeds wondering what they were supposed to do made wind laugh. And the more she laughed, the more she tickled water. She laughed and laughed and laughed. And the more she did, the more water caused the storm from laughing back. The storm of wind and water laughing became great waves that shook the seeds from the trees and carried them far from each other and far from their home. The seeds came in waves, washed up on the shores, arrived to new lands and new soil they had never seen before. They were spread out all over the world. Some of the seeds hid themselves, buried what they remembered deep, deep into the earth, and went to sleep. When they awoke, 300 years had passed, and some of them had to fight their way through concrete to bloom. Then they began to make their purpose, each of them a new tree with new seeds. They turned into jazz on Harlem streets, saxophone sounds whistling in the dark. They turned into poetry, peep around corners, telling everybody's business. They turned into heart surgeons, whispering beats to hands that would not let them cut. They signaled crossings at strange new intersections. They became bebop and hip-hop, FUBU, and you, too. Long ago, before memory was born, a seed dangled, tinkling, black.
That's Jordan Keith with her story poem, Traveling Seeds. You can read more about Jordan's environmental activism, poems, and stories at our website, kuow.org. Search for the keyword, tree. From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Elizabeth Austin.